Welcome to the Flock, Sock, and Barrel. My name is Jason Spies. I'm with the Crude Life, and I'm being joined today with special guest co-host Ashley Smith with Truckers Against Trafficking. And Ashley, I got to tell you, I made a fool of myself on the news five times because I could not say Truckers Against Trafficking. I froze. Did you see that?
You know, that is the bonus point of us not doing it live, is that they can edit all of that out. So nobody needs to know except you, me, and Christy, and, well, everybody else that's listening to this podcast.
And everybody who was watching it happened in the moment. And I noticed Ken Lavin's respect for me went away very quickly as he saw me just look like a fool. Anyway, well, thank you very much for joining me today here at the Crude Life with the Flock, Sock, and Barrel, being a special co-host. And you're moving to Midland, huh?
I am. We are in the process of buying a house. They did the inspection today, living in a hotel. So I'm about to be a Permian Basin resident. I'm pretty excited about it.
Officially living the Crude Life now if you're living in a hotel.
I am, so. Yes. I'll be able to tell you which hotels I enjoyed the most.
Not like one of those stuck-up affluent ones with a house. Come on now, those rich folk.
Not quite there yet. It's going to take a little bit of time.
Well, we're very excited today because Christy Unrein is going to be joining us, and she is right now joining us. So how are you doing there, by the way?
I'm good.
And it says here you're the VP of Operations. Is that correct?
It is correct.
For Torino Pizza Bar.
Torino's Entertainment Group, yes, and we have a few bars, reopening one later this month, but right now we're doing the Torino's Toy Drive.
Okay, so let's talk about Torino's Toy Drive. Do you want to talk about the pizza bar at all? But you said entertainment first.
So say
the name again.
Torino's Entertainment Group.
Thank you. And you guys are the ones that are spearheading the Toy Drive.
Yes.
Okay, now let's go ahead and talk about the Toy Drive.
So we're in our 11th year, and... We start in November, go through to December. We've got about 4 weeks left. We do a party for a purpose in December, and that is free food, live music. Entry fee is $10 or a new unwrapped toy to get in. Everything brought in at the door the night of the event is matched by our owner, 100%. The party is paid for and sponsored by the owner, so no Toy Drive money comes out of the event. All of the proceeds go to four local charities in Midland and Odessa, the Boys and Girls Club of the Permian Basin, High Sky Children's Ranch, CASA of West Texas, and of course Toys for Tots, which also does Angel Tree. And what's different about this Toy Drive is every penny that we raise, we actually get to go and spend with the charity, or they give us lists for each children, so we know exactly where the money went. So we are actually able to go shop for individual children in the emergency shelter, or we shop with counselors of Boys and Girls Club that know which children are in need that are part of their groups. They're actually able to, we do a Kohl's Saturday shopping where the families show up and they have a budget per kid, and it's really neat to get to see them, you know, people that are less fortunate, to get to see them go shopping for their kids and pick out their own things, or teenagers pick socks and underwear over the cool Nike shirts. You know, it just, the little kids get to pick their own shoes with lights on them. It's very rewarding, and we get our staff involved and volunteers involved. What we're looking for is sponsorships, donations, anything leading up to the toy drive that helps local area kids, whether you want to drop by toys, whether you want to drop by money. We do offer tax write-offs for businesses or sponsorships. And really, we're 4 weeks away and we're getting excited.
I'm looking at this 11th annual Torino's Toy Drive, the flyer here. And this is quite an ordeal here. I mean, you've got table tents, and it's quite an event, huh?
It is. It's a wonderful party.
And you guys are trying to raise $25,000.
Yes, and we are halfway there right now.
Oh, you're already halfway there.
We're halfway there leading into the event. I have 4 weeks to get to the rest of the way.
4 weeks. Okay, so half. I was told there'd be no math today. What's half of, Ashley?
12?
You were not told.
12,500.
Okay, divided by four, we'll say three. So we have about $3,000. Okay, so it's doable. This is doable here. So how can people help you? How can people do this? I know that you kind of mentioned it, but let's really rattle the cages here.
So they can stop by and get a donation packet for a business or an individual. They can write a check to either the charity themselves or us, and we can help them get a tax write-off and all those things if they're interested in one. If not, they can drop off donations, whether it's money, whether it's new toys, clothes, anything. Just make sure it's unwrapped. We're open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. 7 days a week. So always somebody there to accept donations. I believe some of the charities also have Amazon lists. They have all those digital things. Other than that, if you're unable to do that or stop by, join us for the party. It's $10 entry fee for live music and free food and a night of just mingling.
Mm-hmm.
So you've really reiterated the fact that y'all actually have connections with local nonprofits. And I love that because you can make sure that the right items are getting to the right people. So it's great to just drop a toy in a barrel, but $10 goes so far in ensuring that a family has that opportunity to either buy socks, or if their kid is really into Moana and they want that doll, they can ensure that they are getting what their kids want, and there's nothing going to waste. So I know that sometimes it feels like just donating money is like, is that really making an impact? When really that makes an even bigger impact, because you can ensure that the right people are getting what they really want and they're feeling cared for during that holiday season. Is that accurate?
Yes. And these children, you know, most of them are less fortunate, and like with Boys and Girls Club, the counselors know which children are maybe struggling or need some help in the holidays. And so they put together lists, and I actually meet them with the buses at Walmart, and they shop specific for children. Or High Sky, we get not information about them, but, you know, basic name, age, size, and what their Christmas list is. And we have to go hunt and find that special doll or that Lego, or if not, there's always Amazon or the internet. But time is not on your side from turnaround to Christmas and with delivery, but we do our best. And then some of them are in need of clothes and other things. It's not always toys, but we can say we know 100% because we work with the charities and we have the receipts, and we can prove every penny went to goods, toys, and clothes, not the electricity bill, not the salary, not anything like that.
And that's the really cool thing about the Permian Basin and having the energy industry out here, is that there is kind of that thought of like, how can we take care of this community? And this is just another opportunity for companies and individuals that are out here to take care of the community in a unique way. And then instead of them having to individually go out and buy those, you have those relationships, you have those connections, so you can make that possible for them.
Yes, and we accept volunteers to help us do shopping or hand out invite cards to the event, as well as come load up and drop off and deliver. There's deadlines to drop off, and we get a huge moving truck, like a U-Haul truck, and all those things. But people are very giving, and some people are able to give more, and some people, $10 is all we're asking for. So if people are able to give more, we always appreciate that.
Right, there's no limit on giving, right?
No.
And by the way, it is tax deductible.
Yes.
And I was just kind of reading again, and so that comes directly from the nonprofit, huh?
Yes, we facilitate
right
between the nonprofit. So
you're like a broker.
Yes, we kind of broker their needs for the Christmas toys.
Well, that's what we're doing tonight. You know, we're essentially brokering things. You know, and so and kudos to you on doing that. And is there I don't know if you mentioned this. If you did, I apologize, because I was multitasking and, you know, the people are coming and I'm tiptoeing around and doing things. Did you mention why you got so passionate about this? Why you got, or how you got involved, or anything along those lines?
So we've been open 11 years, and I've been working for the owner, Gene Rommel, for 9 years. And he had started this before me, and he kind of laid it in my lap and said, here's what we do. I need you to take over. And it was that first Christmas when we went and dropped off toys to underprivileged children and actually got to see them open them, and they never got those kinds of things or how excited they were. in situations that some of us would be brokenhearted over. They were so excited, and you've never seen such pure joy. And that just sparked for me just an undying love for doing this for them in Christmas time. And really, we should be doing it all year round, but it's much easier to get it out there in a time of year and when it impacts them. So watching them for the first time just has sparked every year the drive to do it.
And you talk about wanting to do stuff year-round. The fact that Torino's that y'all focus on the holidays means that those nonprofits, they have more funds and stuff that they can use the rest of the year. So the fact that you're helping kind of carry that mantle in a time of year that costs a lot of money for nonprofits, they can reallocate those funds to the rest of the year. So it all evens out in the long run.
Yes, and we still give them pizza parties the rest of the year, trust me.
Now I'm hungry. Now we're talking about pizza, but it's good stuff.
What is Torino's Pizza, by the way? I mean, you corrected me twice, and I know we're here to talk about the toy drive and everything, but your email address says, Torino's Pizza Bar, and Pizza Bar, of course, got me hungry, so at least give your sponsors and, you know, the businesses a plug.
So we've been doing this for 11 years. We serve pizza from 11 a.m. to 2 in the morning, 7 days a week. And whether it's 1 in the morning, whether it's 11 at night. Now, we don't offer delivery except through Favor, but you can pick up at any time. We do lunch. We even do brunch on the weekends. But we are known for taco pizzas and meat lovers pizzas, large pizzas. You can order 2 slices, 4 slices, or the whole thing. We have a whole specialty menu.
So I'm new to the area, and Torino's is on my list of places to go. What is the first pizza I should order when I come there?
A meat lover's or a taco.
Okay.
And we are absolutely known for our wings. Pizza, sports, and wings.
So the wings, are they like a fried wing or a smoked wing or what? I love
we
wings.
Can fry them. We can bake them in the pizza oven. We can do all the things. Dry rubs, wet sauces, whatever, even boneless for those that don't want to get messy.
I like the way y'all operate. So this is, now I'm hungry. So
I know, I am too.
Questions?
No, I'm actually, I'm really hungry, and I see that the appetizers are coming next door here at Flock, Sock, and Barrel. But your event, let's go through the bullet points one more time as we kind of recap the who, the what, the when, the where, the how, and the whole deal.
So we do have a Facebook Torino's Toy Drive page, so make sure you go and like and share that. We post updates on there as well as on the Torino's Pizza Bar Facebook. And it is December 10th, 8 p.m. to 2 in the morning. Now, we'll be accepting donations, and we're ramping this up for the next 4 weeks leading into till we get to the D-Day, December 10th. 8 p.m. to 2 in the morning, we have 3 local artists that are going to be playing different time slots. From one's 8 to 10, one's 10 to 11, 11:30, the other one's 11 all the way till 1 in the morning. There'll be free food. The entry fee is either a new unwrapped toy or $10, unless you feel generous and want to give us more. Everything we raise at the door that night, the owner is going to match. So if it's $5,000, he matches $5,000. If it's $10,000, he matches $10,000. Everything we can do leading up in the next 4 weeks to December 10th.
Very exciting. Well, I'm looking at my calendar. We're supposed to close on our house the day before that, so that might be our celebration once we're finally in a house. So we're excited to see it in action.
Well, I tell you what there, Christy Unrein, thank you very much for your time today. And I was going flipping around to the front here because I needed just to take a look at your sponsors, which is Rockstar, Rednecks, Torino's, and is it the boardroom?
Yes.
It's a little dimly lit here at Frisky, so I'm trying to, and I don't have my cheaters on.
So the
Actually,
party is upstairs
yet.
In the boardroom.
Okay. Oh, it is in the boardroom.
We will
okay.
be reopening Rockstars after the toy drive going into December. I can't be everywhere at once, but we'll reopen.
Not
that.
Yet anyways. Wait till Amazon starts cloning.
I might be in.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. And December 10th, right?
Yes.
All right. Ashley, thank you very much. And we'll be back, folks. We're at Flock, Sock, and Barrel live at Frisky's.